The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one, the mouse ran down. Hickory dickory dock. Hickory dickory dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck two.
What should I do?
Said hickory dickory dock. Running back up with a napkin he found. The little mouse listened for the littlest sound. The clock was asleep for the night. So he folded the napkin into a kite. He held it above him and he dove through the air. Over a table and under a chair.
At this great speed, I may never touch down.
He flew out the window and headed downtown. Hickory dickory dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck three, the mouse yelled.
Whee!
Hickory dickory dock. He flew over rooftops and people asleep. No one could hear his little voice peep.
Help! I can't get this thing down.
Suddenly a kind breeze turned him around. It carried him back through the cold, cold night. His cozy warm house was a wonderful sight. Tired and cold from his ears to his toes, he shivered as he yelled.
Oh, the window's closed!
Hickory dickory dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck four. Now here's a little more. Hickory dickory dock. He crawled back home on his poor shaky feet. Little gray mouse was white as a sheet. The clock in the house laughed all through the night at the thought of a mouse on a hang gliding kite. Hickory dickory dock. He still runs up the clock, but that's all he'll do when the clock strikes two. Hickory dickory dock. Hickory dickory dock.